After almost a decade and a half as FAI chief executive, John Delaney has a new job this morning as his executive vice president. But he can't escape the questions piling up in relation to his and the association's finances. John Delaney will have a reduced salary, according to the FAI, which announced the move following the curious revelation of a €100,000 loan from Mr. Delaney to the FAI to cover what was described as cash flow issues. RTE's Laura Hogan caught up with fans returning from Ireland's European qualifier against Gibraltar and got their reaction to the recent revelations about John Delaney.
Of course, once there's money, get transferred across, 100 grand, has to be sorted.
Have you been following the developments in the last 24 hours in the FAI and John Delaney? Can I ask you what your reaction to that is?
I think he should walk away completely, leave the whole association. I think he's a disgrace.
There has to be questions about why the CEO was given the loan to an organisation. It's crazy, like, you know. And he has to answer questions about that himself, you know.
How's the mood among fans generally, would you say?
I think we'd be fairly representative of what people are thinking. I think that's the mood. I think a lot of people are unhappy with him, and they just feel that this is another fudge from the FAI to keep him in his UEFA position.
Delighted he's gone from his position, but the whole thing is we don't know what's happening now with him. So is he still a main man in the FAI? We don't really know.
Yeah, good question. Some Irish fans speaking at Dublin Airport yesterday evening to Laura Hogan. We can talk now to Fran Rooney, who's a former chief executive of the FAI. A very good morning to you, Fran Rooney. Thanks for taking our call this morning. You say that John Delaney shouldn't be moving over, he should be moving out. Why?
Well, I think there are some very serious issues to be addressed here. And the questions that need to be answered, what is very, very strange is that the entire arrangement with the, let's say, the 100,000 loan, very strange that it wasn't disclosed, but particularly was the fact that he tried to seek an injunction to have it suppressed and to have the article suppressed. So that raises an awful lot of questions. It's very unusual. This is an organization that has extensive banking facilities, so should be in a position to go to its bank for a short-term loan. It's just very strange. The fact that it wasn't disclosed, it wasn't in the accounts, it wasn't disclosed at the AGM. And as I said, there was a whole area of secrecy around it, looking for a court injunction to prevent the article by the Sunday Times being published last week.
Just, Fran, in relation to the loan and the accountability for that, I mean, you're a former chief executive of the organisation, you've worked in other aspects of business life as well. Would auditors expect that kind of information to be made available to them and included in the accounts before they sign off?
Absolutely, it should be made available. But, you know, the very interesting thing that we should always remember here is that the Football Association of Ireland is a publicly funded body, so this is taxpayers' money. It should be disclosed immediately through Sports Ireland, through the department, through Shane Ross's department. These are, to actually do something that appears to be hiding a transaction and then appearing later on, not only to hide it, but to try to have the matter obliterated from the record by having a court injunction.
Now, it's of course, football is something that's deeply embedded in the community. Thousands of players and families and children and supporters and volunteers. What kind of damage does it do to the organisation itself, do you think, these controversies and this apparent lack of transparency about finances?
Yeah, you see, there's not just this 100,000. There's the other issue where his apparent accommodation has been paid for the last large number of years. That doesn't seem to have been disclosed. It absolutely wasn't disclosed. Now, I think he's making the point that he made a benefit in kind return to the revenue. But that's a matter that should be disclosed, and I think it causes considerable disquiet to the public, particularly those who are, forking out hard-earned money to go to games. people who are looking to build a game at grassroots level. These are very serious issues to be addressed. It goes beyond John Delaney, because the entire board, there are questions for the entire board here.
In relation to this question of governance, we had the report after the Saipan controversy many years ago, and one of the issues it identified was the low turnover of board members. Now, is that an issue that still all these years later needs to be addressed? Good governance requires that there is a refreshing of boards of directors on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, well, that matter was addressed back in 2002 in the Genesis report, that there would be regular changing of the guard, so to speak. But what's happened is that almost the same 10 people have been running the organization. There's been very little turnover. Basically, nice. Retirement dates have been adjusted so that certain individuals were able to stay longer than their original terms of office. And you know what happens is that the good corporate governance principles would suggest that after 6 years, an individual is gone past their sell-by date on a board like this.
Fran, there we leave it. Just time has caught up on us. We haven't even got a chance to talk yet about John Delaney's new role, but no doubt much discussion about that in the days ahead. That's Fran Rooney speaking to us there, former chief executive of the FAI.